As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports played on a field or ice or court.
Bet Rivers is the place.
Over, under, money line. Same game parlays, it's all fine.
We'll put a smile on your face.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook is your home for chance, where you can bet on the sports you love. Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Download the app.
Take a chance.
Presented by Rivers Casino Portsmouth. Must be 21 plus. Available in Virginia only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-888-532-3500.
Now for our story. Today, as Ben Calvert stood in front of his office in Wakefield, he was aware of the malicious glances of the townspeople. Knew they were thinking what a fool his daughter Kit had made of him. But Kit was gone now, and Ben was left alone with his fury. Hearing the sound of laughter, Ben had glanced across to the square and seen his daughter's ex-husband strolling with a beautiful young Italian girl, Carla Descari. At the sound of Bill Meade's voice, Ben had been swept with anger. For he had convinced himself by now that the disgrace and ridicule he'd suffered were the young man's doing. A moment later, Carla's husband had come by. On an impulse that he didn't quite understand himself, Ben had detained the young man, had mentioned seeing Carla and Bill together. He'd been startled by the dark look which came to Mario's face for an instant. But it had passed almost at once, and Mario had said with apparent sincerity,
"He's a very good friend of mine, Bill Meade."
"I dare say. Look, Mario, I've got some cold beer inside. Why don't you come in my office?"
"Oh, thanks, Mr. Calvert, but my wife will be looking for me."
"Well, where are you meeting her?"
"I told her to be in front of the courthouse at 2.
"Good enough, then. You can see her from my window when she turns up."
"Well, I don't know. I better not. Thanks just the same."
"Oh, come along. Good heavens, man, you don't want to be led by the nose, do you? Keep your wife waiting once in a while. She'll love you all the more for it. Besides, I want to hear about the farm. I understand you put in a lot of improvements."
Yeah, that's right.
"I want to hear all about it. We'll sit by the window. You'll be able to see Carla from there." "Now, there you are, Marlowe."
"Thanks." "Oh, that does taste good, Mr. Calvin."
"Nothing like it. I don't go in for any heavy drinking, never have. But I'd like to keep a couple of quarts of good beer on ice here at the office."
"My old man was a great one for beer." "I remember in the old days, during Prohibition. He used to make it himself, down in the cellar."
"Home brew." "Yes. Seems to me I had a bottle or two with him a couple of times."
"I'll bet."
"Your father was a great guy, Mario. Had a mind of his own, too."
"You're not kidding, Mr. Calvert. Nobody ever put anything over on my old man, I can tell you that."
"He knew his farming, too. He was what I called a natural-born farmer. Seemed to have an instinct for it."
"Yeah. Gosh. When I got that telegram overseas, I just couldn't get through my head. Couldn't believe he was gone. Then, all of a sudden, it would come to me. You know, I cried like a baby. And I wasn't ashamed to either."
"No reason."
"It's a screwy business. The guy gets used to seeing some terrible things in a war. You think you've got so it don't mean anything anymore, a human life. It's cheap as dirt, you think. But then, someone close to you, your buddy, or your old man, it gets you where it hurts."
"I know. I was overseas last time. And it is as you say. Some things man never does get used to.
After that, things went all to the devil out of the place. Carla would write and tell me. She worried, but she couldn't do anything about it. You know my grandpa?
Yeah, I should think I do, my boy. Knew him before you were born.
Well, he's an old man now, and Carlos says I shouldn't be sorry. But I sure was mad when I came back and saw things were.
Well, your wife's quite right, Mario. You can't hold it against him at his age. Besides, he had it on his mind, all right. In fact, I had a talk with him once about a loan. Nothing ever came of it. He didn't come back.
Carla told me.
I never did know what changed his mind.
Well, I'll tell you, Mr. Calvin. It was me. I wrote and I told him not to do anything until I got back.
Oh, I see. So that's what happened, eh? Well, I don't mind saying I was sorry about it. A man couldn't make a better investment. You've got a fine place there, Mario.
It's the best.
Too bad you didn't come around to see me when you got back. We could have fixed up a good deal between us.
Maybe so. But I'm satisfied the way things are, Mr. Calvert. Bill Meade's fine to do business with. He lets me alone, but if I want to talk things over, he's always got time to see me.
Well, if you're satisfied, that's all that matters. Everyone to his own taste, you know. And I will admit Bill's smart about getting people's confidence. If they get disillusioned later, that's another story. Anyway, you are doing all right at present, I gather.
Oh, sure. I got nothing to worry about.
It must be pretty nice getting back from overseas and having a pretty wife like Carla waiting for you.
Oh, you're darn right it is.
I guess you know how lucky you are. A lot of fellas got back and found there'd been a few changes made while they were gone.
Changes? I don't get you.
Oh, you know what I mean. A girl gets restless, lonesome. Some chap comes along and flatters her a little, buys her a few presents. Before you know it, she's forgotten about her husband overseas.
Not Carla. She's different. She wouldn't do that.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I know. But she's a mighty good-looking young woman, Mario. The kind of girl men notice. You must have had some uneasy moments while you were away.
Oh, me? Not on your life. Carla wouldn't look at another guy, I tell you. She's straight.
Well, maybe you're right, Mario. The fellas here in Wakefield know better than to try any funny business.
They better if they know what's good for them. I'd... Anyway, why talk about it?
More beer, Mario?
No, thanks. I think... Oh, yeah. Here comes Carl across the street now. I'd better beat it. Thanks for the drink, Mr. Calvert. It was swell.
If you must. But we'll have to have another little session soon. I've enjoyed talking to you. Goodbye, Mario.
So long, Mr. Calvert. Be seeing you.
Oh, why, hello, Mario.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Calvert.
Well, I didn't know you and Ben were doing business.
No, Mr. Calvert asked me in to split a bottle of beer with him.
Oh, well, that's nice. But must you rush off?
My wife's waiting for me.
Oh, well, tell her I said hello. Ben?
In here, Jesse.
Well, I just ran into Mario Descari.
Yes, we've been having quite a nice little talk.
Well, it's a surprise, Ben. You don't usually pal around with the local farmers.
Nothing wrong with it, is there? Besides, that boy rather interests me.
Does he?
Yes.
Well, he's somewhat of a diamond in the rough, and heaven knows he's good looking. And his wife's a real beauty. There's something about him. I don't know how to describe it.
Is this more of your amateur psychology, Jesse?
Don't tease me, Ben. You must admit my analysis is sometimes surprisingly accurate.
No, all right. Now, what about Mario Descari?
Oh, I don't know quite. But I have the feeling he has tremendous emotional depths. Rather dangerous ones.
Dangerous? How? Oh,
there's a lot of fire in him. Smoldering fire. And if it ever gets loose...
I shouldn't imagine there's much danger of that.
I don't know, Ben. The way his eyes follow that wife of his.
Well, Jesse, maybe you're right. You mentioned the other day about his being a very jealous man. I got a flash of it just now.
Well, you can hardly blame him.
And with that quick temper of his, I wonder just what he'd do, how far he'd go.
How far? From what I've seen of him, I wouldn't put anything past him if he were aroused. But there's not much point in discussing it.
No. And yet, Jesse, it's rather an interesting idea.
Ben Calvert was thinking of the power of jealousy, which can destroy the closest friendship, alienate man from his best friend. Jealousy, whose destructive force has driven men into frenzies of frustrated passion, even to murder. And then Ben remembered Mario's wife, Carla, laughing up into Bill Meade's face.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.